Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. I'm Earth Ranger Emma, and I have an incredibly adorable animal story for you today.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Before we get to our main topic, I want to introduce a brand new quiz segment. It's called True or False, and I think its name pretty much speaks for itself. Here's the jingle.
True or False?
True or False?
True or False?
True or false? Okay, here is your question for today. True or false? Camels store water in their humps.
True or false?
We know that camels have big humps on their back. Bactrian camels have two, and dromedaries have one. But do they use them to store water? What do you think? Quick, true or false? And the answer is... no, they do not. They actually store fat in their humps, not water. And while these humps might not quench a camel's thirst, they're still really useful. That fat that they store provides the same amount of energy as 3 weeks' worth of food, which can come in pretty handy in a desert habitat without much to eat. In fact, as camels go longer and longer without food and use more and more of the fat, their humps actually shrink. Isn't that interesting? Did you get it right? Let's do another one of these at the end of the episode.
Earth Rangers!
You know, winter is one of my most favorite times of the year. When it's cold outside but fires are crackling inside, it definitely gives me a serious case of the warm and fuzzies. Speaking of warm fuzzies, that reminds me. I heard the most amazing story the other day, and it seriously melted my heart. You guys want to hear it? Silly question, of course you do. Come snuggle up with a mug of hot chocolate and prepare for cuteness overload. Our story begins off the coast of northern Quebec, where researchers were studying a pod of beautiful beluga whales to see how they are being affected by all of the ships passing through their waters. The pod was spotted swimming around and playing with each other, having a whale of a time, and everything looked normal. Until a keen researcher noticed something peculiar. One of the whales looked kind of different. He wasn't as white as his friends, and it looked like he had something funny growing out of the front of his head. Was this a new species of beluga, closely linked to the mysterious and magical unicorn? Were these whales evolving into some sort of deep-sea mutants with an amazing ability to play ring toss? What was this mystery creature? Researchers continued to track the pod, and they eventually realized that this new beluga wasn't a beluga at all. It was a narwhal. What in the world was an Arctic mammal doing this far south with a bunch of beluga buddies? Scientists' best guess is that this narwhal somehow got separated from its family, so it must have pulled a dory and just kept swimming and swimming and swimming until finally it came across a pod of belugas who took him in like one of their own. But the story doesn't end there. Scientists continued to track the whales, and as of this recording, the narwhal has been part of their group for 3 years now. They swim together, play together, and the narwhal was even spotted blowing bubbles to playfully imitate his beluga friends. Scientists' expert opinion say this is a great example of compassion and openness. And my expert opinion says, this is pretty adorable.
Oh.
in your best animal jokes, by the way. I've had some really good laughs already. I'm going to keep collecting your submissions until we hit season 2. And until then, here's another one of mine. Why don't you ever see hippos hiding in trees? Because they're really good at it. Okay, fine. I'm still working on finding the best animal joke of all time. Don't forget to send me yours. Just go to earthrangers.com/podcast and click on the green button with the megaphone and leave us a voicemail.
Hi, Earth Rangers.
Hello, my name is Adelaide and I'm 7 years old. I live in Austin, Texas.
Hi, this is Earth Ranger Lauren.
Hello, my name is Dash. I live in Azerbaijan.
Hi, it's Earth Ranger Abigail.
This is Oliver Brands from Fairbanks, Alaska.
I'm an animal saving hero, literally. You know, bye.
Bye!
Okay. Are you up for another quiz? Here we go!
True or false?
True or false?
True or false?
True or false? True or false? An elephant never forgets. Elephants certainly have big brains, but do they actually remember everything? Quick, true or false? And this one is true. Well, sort of. They might not remember everything that ever happened to them ever, but elephants do have an amazing memory. Like, did you know that they keep a mental map of their entire home territory? And that's a big area.
Starting route to watering hole.
But it's not just that they have a big memory. They can also remember things for a really long time. You know how elephants travel in packs? Well, when the group gets too big, the eldest daughter breaks off to start her own pack, and yet she never forgets her roots. One researcher witnessed a mother and daughter elephant recognizing each other after 23 years apart. And I can't even remember where I put my keys half the time. I could really use some of that elephant memory. We're at the end of the episode again? Wow, that just flew by. I know, these so-called bonus episodes seem a bit shorter than normal. But good news, Earth Rangers. I think we'll have just one more bonus episode before we launch season 2. And we'll be back to full action-packed regular episodes with a new one every other week. Hooray! This is Earth Ranger Emma, wishing all of you the best for 2019. And until we meet again, I say, keep on ranging!
Earth Ranger! Earth Ranger! Earth Ranger!
Hey, hold up a second. I couldn't help but notice that earlier on this episode, Emma referred to a group of elephants as a pack, when the correct term should be herd of elephants. Or, if you want to get fancy, I would also accept a parade of elephants. Ooh, that sounds fun. Okay, that's all for me. Bye.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who's Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.